This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration is set to announce this week that it will reengage with the much maligned UN Human Rights Council that former President Donald Trump withdrew from almost 3 years ago. That decision to join the Geneva-based UNHRC as an observer with an eye toward an election as a full member reverses another Trump-era move away from multilateral organizations and agreements. U.S. officials say Secretary of State Antony Blinken and a senior U.S. diplomat in Geneva will make the announcement Monday in a step likely to draw criticism from conservative lawmakers and pro-Israel community. Donald Trump's defenders in the U.S. Senate are rallying around the former president before his impeachment trial, dismissing it as a waste of time and arguing the former president's fiery speech before the Capitol insurrection does not make him responsible for the violence of January 6th. Republican Senator Roger Wicker of Mississippi on Sunday made clear that Trump should and will be acquitted and says if holding Trump accountable means that the Senate must convict him, then no, Trump won't be held accountable. Asked if Congress could still consider other punishment like censure, Wicker said that it was time to move on and that ship has sailed. South Africa suspended its vaccination campaign against COVID-19 Sunday after a new study revealed that AstraZeneca vaccine is less effective against the variant of the virus that has been found in South Africa. The study, which has not yet been peer-reviewed, concluded that the British vaccine offered only limited protection against moderate forms of the disease caused by the South African variant. The news was a blow to South Africa, which has seen more than 46,000 people die from the virus. It had planned to begin inoculating its population with 1 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine in the coming days. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Ecuadorian presidential candidate Andres Arauz claimed victory in Sunday's election, although official results were not due for several hours and exit polls so suggested he could still face a runoff. Expected to come third is a lawyer and indigenous activist, Yacoub Perez, who ran on a anti-mining platform. The number two was banker Guillermo Lasso. To win a single round, Arauz needs more than 50% of the valid votes of or 40% of the total, with 10 percentage points more than a runner-up. Haitian authorities on Sunday arrested at least 23 people, including a Supreme Court judge, for their role in an alleged plot to oust the president, Jovenel Moïse. The arrest comes after leading opposition figures this week announced a plan to replace Moïse with a new head of state, accusing the president of being an authoritarian and presiding over economic chaos in the Western Hemisphere's poorest country. Earlier Sunday, anti-government demonstrators in Port-au-Prince clashed with police who responded with tear gas. There were also street protests against Moïse in some other towns. The dispute over when the president's term ends stems from his original election. He was voted into office in a poll later canceled on grounds of fraud. He was then elected again a year later in 2016. Voting to elect deputies, senators, mayors, and local officials should have been held in 2018, but the election was delayed, triggering a power vacuum in which Moïse says he is entitled to stay for another year. The United States on Friday accepted the president's claim to power, with State Department spokesman Ned Price saying Washington has urged free and fair legislative elections so that Parliament may resume its rightful role. The European Union's top diplomat Sunday said that Russia is rejecting constructive dialogue with the EU and that Europe must draw the consequences, including the possibility of new sanctions. In a blog post, Josep Borrell said the shock expulsion of three EU diplomats during his two-day visit to Moscow showed that Russia did not want to seize the opportunity to have a more constructive dialogue with the EU. His trip, which ended on Saturday, had been a controversial journey that divided the EU's 27 member states. Tom Brady made his seventh Super Bowl title look familiar, despite moving south to a new team and conference during a pandemic. He threw two touchdown passes to old friend Rob Gronkowski and one to a good pal Antonio Brown, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat Patrick Mahomes' Kansas City 31-9 on their home field in Super Bowl 55 Sunday.